Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Motivation Monday. It's an offshoot of Sell or Die. It is the launch of Sell or Die for the week, and we're not just motivated around this place. We're inspired. And I think that if you...
But inspired doesn't have alliteration with Monday.
That's true. So you're inspired inside your brain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
inside inspiration. And we're joined by Jen and I are joined by Brent Thomas.
Hey guys.
Millennial Monday. So what's up, Brent? How was your week last week?
My week last week was excellent, Jeffrey.
Cool.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
About damn time.
Hey, let me tell our listeners and watchers what we're doing right now, okay, Jeffrey? So
right.
Motivation Monday is a segment on Sell or Die. If you haven't listened to our show yet, subscribe at sellordiepodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And every Monday, we're going to be coming to you. Now, that's a big commitment. I just committed us to that.
Uh-huh.
Beware, guys. Yes. Beware. Every Monday, we're going to be coming to you live and giving you motivation to kick off your week. We also have a Tuesday show and a Thursday show if you go to our podcast. The agenda for today is we're going to do a quick debrief on last week. We're going to talk to Brent about his week last week. We want to know about your week last week. And then we're going to go into a warrior discussion, what it takes to become one and how to stay one.
Yeah.
So before
now, warriors don't have guns per se. They have pens.
We're not going to get into that gun thing. That's right. But
exactly.
The pen is the key.
Bingo. This is your weapon of choice. And if you can get the customer to ink something or sign something or approve something, then you have won the battle. You've not won the war, but you have certainly won the battle.
Absolutely. So tell us, if you're watching, tell us where you're watching from, what you're selling, how your week was, and we're going to get into it. But in the meantime, Wes Wyatt says, good morning, Jennifer and Jeffrey. So, Wes, good morning.
And tell us who your favorite football team is. I want to know who you root for because I'm green.
Jeffrey, who do you
root for? Who's your favorite?
I don't know who your favorite team is.
I root for the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. And I always have something Eagles on, but I've decided to stop wearing Eagle stuff as of next November.
I don't believe it.
Unless we're 7-0, and then I'll wear it through the Super Bowl next year.
Okay, so this is sort of crazy. Two packages came in the mail last week.
Yeah.
And inside was a hat, an Eagles hat, and an Eagles shirt. And I said, Jeffrey, that's so nice. Like, these are amazing. Who sent this to you?
He said, we had no
I
idea.
Thought you did. I wish I could take credit for this amazing
gift. It came from the NFL shop, you know, the pro
Fanatics
line,
whatever.
Yeah, and there was no card in there. So I get a call last night from Stacy, my daughter, and she goes, did you get the package? I go, what package? And she goes, you know, the one with the hat. And I go, oh,
that's so, for you, from you.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've been wearing the hat and the shirt. In case the shirt falls off, I still have the hat on. But it says Super Bowl champs. It's so cool.
Yeah, that is really,
anyway,
really good gift.
I didn't mention this, but the Eagles did win the Super Bowl. I don't like to mention that very often, but
you've never mentioned that ever on our show.
So Brent, let's go.
How was your week, Brent?
Yeah,
my week last week. One of the things I was working on was to intensify my actions, my calls, my purpose, my intention for the calls.
Mm-hmm.
And then my week ended up being pretty decent.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I made the biggest sale to
Ooh.
Date.
Woohoo!
Yes.
And this is the challenge, though. I want you to come back here every week and say,
I made a bigger sale.
That's right. I like that, too.
Yeah. And you have a pretty big one on the hook this week, don't you?
Yeah, a few.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Cool. Once your pipeline, what we're talking about here is Brent is a salesperson for us. He sells the Gittimer Learning Academy, and he is building his pipeline right now. And you can see that once that pipeline starts to fill up with solid prospects, some fall into the fold on a weekly basis. And I don't think you have a long way to go to beat the sale for last week. But if you pop this one this week, you're going to have a long way to go.
So, Brent, I've noticed something about you, and that is that
your hair.
It's glorious.
Okay, well, your hair is glorious.
You have great hair too, Jen.
Thank you. So where I was going with that was that sometimes you don't win the sale, and that's okay because you can't win them all.
Right.
But you have meticulously continued to build your pipeline and continue to say, okay, I didn't win that one, but now I'm going to go out there and keep, you know, keep trying, keep cold calling, cold emailing, reaching out.
Yeah.
What keeps you motivated?
And no one, by the way, no one's a never.
Oh, it's just a not right now. Of course. Of course.
That's right.
Of course.
So Brent only has a not now pile. Not a,
yeah, exactly. I think for that, to answer that question, is more of an inner game for me. I'm like, I want to win, whether it's not now, exactly. Whether I literally hear not now or yes.
Yep.
If they tell me no, I just really don't accept that or act like I don't hear that.
Right.
And I was just like, okay, well, you know, and I just move on to something else or another. I don't know. I just keep talking to them.
Of course.
Yep.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool.
I'm in favor of that. I think that what we offer, you know, the Get 'Em or Learning Academy is helpful to salespeople. If you're talking to a salesperson and they're saying no, they're saying, I don't really want help.
Right.
I already know everything. Or I don't have the money.
Right.
Or I don't want to invest the money in that. I'd rather buy beer on Friday night or something stupid. Or their cable bill is too high.
What does it come out to a day?
The Learning Academy comes out to, if you do for a one-year subscription, it's $2.73 a day.
Way to go, Brent. Way to break
wow.
it down.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty cheap.
Wow.
So if you get one tip a day and you take weekends off, you basically invested about $3 a day to get one great sales tip or one great sales idea. And at the end of a year, you have 250 of them. What the hell are people thinking?
That's right.
I mean, or they're listen, not thinking.
No, if you're on this Facebook Live thing right now, what the hell are you thinking? If you're a Get 'Em or Learning Academy subscriber, why don't you just tell other people what's going on?
That's right.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing to do. And so, Brent, you're happy with your thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, so good.
I think so. At the end of the last session that we were in, I think 2 weeks ago, because you were traveling last week.
Yep.
You intensified. You committed to intensity. And you
and
it did
it. It was President's Week, wasn't it, or something silly?
Yeah, it was something. And you committed to it, and you did it.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I love that you started off this week by saying what your last week's commitment was and then how you did it.
Mm-hmm. So if you're that's a Facebooker awesome. Out there, and you may happen also to be a diehard out there, so subscriber to Sell or Die. Oh. What you might want to do is look at the word commitment and combine it with the word pipeline in order to be able to get your best results. If you're only after one sale this week, you're in trouble. You need to be after five sales this week so that one pops in. Five, maybe six, and then maybe two pop in.
All right, so write in the comments what your commitment is for this week. We want to know. We put it out there, because once you put it out there to the world and say it out loud, you are really committing to it versus, and writing it down, you are 100% committing to it versus just thinking it. It's not the same.
I'm committed to Death Wish Coffee.
I thought you were going to say to someone else, but that's cool too. We loved, look at that. I love that. Doug has all these cool graphics.
There was an old
up.
Auctioneer in the Berlin Farmers Market in New Jersey. And he, just a British accent guy, it's funny as hell. And he would go, and he would take his coffee and he'd go, this is imitation of a bird. This is a swallow. And he would take a sip of his coffee.
Oh, man. All right. So now it's time for our warrior discussion. Jeffrey, who did you spend the weekend with?
I spent the weekend I was going to say the Ultimate Warrior, but that might bring back wrestling memories to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
But Martin Rooney is training for warriors. He is one of the top 10 trainers in the world. He travels around the world to talk about warriors, but it's the warrior within. He trains people to transform themselves by committing to themselves. So he goes out and talks about training, but he also talks about what's in your head, what's motivating you, what's inspiring you to get better, to transform your body, and to transform your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so far I've done the mental part. But I still have that little pot belly growing there, and I've got to get to the physical part. So I'll try to warrior myself. But this guy is a genuine, unbelievable warrior. And we spent some time talking about what is a sales warrior and what is a mental warrior. And it was amazing. He has this book called Rooney's Rules, which you should all own. You just go to trainingforwarriors.com, and it's like $15 or something. But in it is all kinds of graphically pleasing tidbits from Martin. And this is one.
It's one of the easiest, most fun reads on the planet.
Success and mediocrity are both contagious. If you want to be great, surround yourself with great people. Surround yourself with great people. Surround yourself with great people and get infected. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There you go. And this is another one. A majority of your skill has less to do with your talent than it does with where you spend the majority of your time.
Ooh.
Whoa.
We should talk about that.
So it talks about improvement, and he's an improvement kind of guy.
Well, let's talk about time and time allocation and time investment before we move to the next quote.
No, I want to talk about the next quote. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go, 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 go.
Can't win around here. So I find that there are so many moments of time that people just sit around waiting for something to happen that they could be actually utilizing their time. For example, you get to an appointment early. You're just sitting in your car looking at the news, looking at social media or whatever, or are you actually doing something that's going to help you make the sale or make more sales?
I'm going to throw something at you that goes against something that every single sales manager or sales leader has said one time. We have to educate our customers. Dude, let me explain the reality here. Your customer is not sitting by their phone going, boy, I sure hope those people call me up and educate me because I'm so stupid. No, they're doing something and they want you to help them do what they do. They don't want your education. They don't want your product. They want value. They want information that will help them win. And they want ideas, not your product. They can Google anything they need to know about your product. And they can find out about you and your product in about 9 seconds. So what I recommend you do if you want to take some action this morning, Google yourself and see what Mother Google thinks of you, because that's what your customer's doing 5 seconds before you walk in the door. That's the education that you need. Educate yourself about yourself.
I love that. Ooh. So I want to go out to the audience and then get back to time investment. Ron Goodwin says, the pot belly is a sign of success in most cultures.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ron.
It's also the sign of hot dogs.
Wes Wyatt says, great quotes. Sounds great. Jeff Brokaw, hey, Jeff. Long
hey,
time
Brokaw.
No see.
Yeah.
Says, I think we've seen him every day for 7 days straight, and we love it. Return R-O-T. Return on time.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
I love
Very
that.
Very good.
That's real awesome. So, Jeffrey, you have a theory about time management. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
Okay. I think the biggest waste of time on the planet is an all-day course in time management. I think that you already know what the A's are and the B's are and the C's are. I'm writing a book on time management called You Already Know What to Do, You're Just Not Doing It.
We're getting lots of hearts out there. Thank you, guys. Make sure if you like this, which I think, and I'll venture out to say I know you like it, share it with your friends.
Yeah, share it with both your friends. The challenge with time is that people don't know how to take care of and invest their time. So I've created a process called time allocation. And in that, you take your allotted time during the day. Let's say you're awake for 14 or 16 hours, whatever it is, and you divide it into half-hour segments or 15-minute segments, if you really want to be anal about it. And in that, you write in what you're going to do in that 30 minutes. And I can promise you, if you leave television out of it, if you leave anything stupid that you do out of it, you will begin to triple your productivity. And the A's and the B's and the C's will automatically take care of themselves because you've allocated time for all of them, including picking up your shirts at the cleaners, which is a C unless you're out of shirts, and then it's an A. So I go back to my original statement of you already know what to do, you're just not doing it. You have to allocate that time slot so that you actually do make the follow-up call, make the sales call, talk to people, have a meeting, whatever it is. Allocate your time and your productivity will triple.
All right. So, Brent.
Yep.
You have a great time allocation system. What's your daily routine like?
Yeah.
Daily routine.
You hair bastard.
Is very strict and very regimented. Every single day I wake up at 4:30.
Oh, Mike. Wait a minute.
Except Sunday. I can't
send a
say
heart
every
if you're
single
in pain.
Day.
If you're in pain that Brent wakes up at 4:30 in the morning and you do not.
Write believe on the screen if you believe me. Write believe. And if my wife is watching, you better believe. In fact, she gets me up.
Really?
Yes. She's
on
more
fire.
Dedicated than I am.
Oh, cool.
Wow, cool.
She's
wow.
hardcore. She's a warrior for sure.
Cool. Yeah. I love that.
Absolutely. So I wake up at 4:30. I get to the gym at 5 to 6. I leave at 6, no later. Get back. Do the family thing, walk the dog. I don't have kids yet, so you know, I kind of pretend like I do.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right?
Do you know how to make them?
Jeffrey.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. There are some things we don't need to teach at our company.
Got you. Okay.
So, yeah, I make my lunch. I prefer not to go out to eat to lunch every day. Mm-hmm. So I make my lunch in the morning, make
Got
my
it.
Breakfast, then go shower, change, whatever. Get to the office at 7:30. And then from there, from 7:30 to 7:45, like you were saying, 30 or 15 minute time slots.
Yeah.
I watched the Gittimer Learning Academy.
Cool. So Brent is a product of the product.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you are a product of the product. I wonder if you dedicate enough time. And one of my recommendations is if you want to be a product of your own product, go to your customers' places and see how they use what it is that you sell. Show up there for 15 or 20 minutes a day or spend the whole day there. I promise you, you'll find out, number one, how they use what it is that you sell, and number two, why they bought it.
But the key, and this is also the hardest part, is not just doing it once or twice here or there. It's the consistency yeah. of doing it every single day
the
for
daily.
15 to 30
the
minutes a day. Yeah, the daily.
Everything is about consistency, I believe mm-hmm. that. And to one of your points, Jen, earlier yeah. about – what are you doing when you get to a prospect and maybe office and you're a little bit early?
Yep.
This is where I've actually had some of our clients, they tell me they bust out the Learning Academy right then and there.
I
and
love that.
Go watch two-minute videos yeah. on how to overcome objections.
Yeah, exactly. Or there are those power lessons that last about 5 minutes. And there's 52 of them. You can do one every Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, you'll get gold.
That's what my sales managers use it for. They
really?
Love it.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
cool.
You can run your sales meeting by it.
They do that.
Yeah, that's
In
cool.
In fact, they do that.
They don't have to think anymore. They can just hit a button.
Okay, this is funny. Wes Wyatt says, next book, do you know how to make them? He'd like an autographed copy. Thank you, Wes. I
no
would
problem.
Too. I'd like
yeah.
I'd like one of those.
Photos included.
Oh, man. Oh, man. And Samir says, you the man, Jeffrey. Thanks for all the value you provide.
It's a pleasure.
Cool.
It's a pleasure.
Samir, where are you watching us from? We want to know.
Yep.
Yeah, so right. make sure you tell us. We don't. If it's not in the United States, we really want to know. Is anybody watching from around the world?
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, well, it's yeah. kind of midnight. Well, it's actually in Paris right
no,
now.
No, it's early in yeah. places.
It's livable.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Today, I've been blessed to make a lot of friends in the business world and in the sales world, and today's Darren Hardy's birthday.
Oh, no way.
Darren Hardy was the publisher of Success Magazine, but he'd been a friend of mine way, way, way before that in a company called The People's Network, where we met, and we would spend weekends watching Jim Rohn thigh to thigh, sitting there in the front row taking notes. And we both still have the notes, which is pretty interesting. But I'm texting him going, happy birthday. Make sure you reflect on all of your amazing success. And you've had so much success, it might take 2 days to reflect. And sure enough, the Darren Daily arrives in my mailbox this morning, and it's about reflection.
No
reflection
way.
On his birthday, yeah.
Oh, it's wow.
just coincidental.
That's crazy.
And he's just a brilliant character who has amassed a ton of intellectual property. So subscribe to Darren Daily.
Happy birthday, Darren.
Yep.
Samir is watching from Cleveland. Ron Goodwin,
Cleveland, Ohio,
south of Boston.
Wow, they're
we were
still
just
in, the United
in Massachusetts.
States? Cleveland, still,
yeah, they are.
They're not in the NFL. Oh,
where did
sorry.
We go when we were in Cleveland? We went to some museum that was really
yeah,
cool.
The Rock and Roll Hall of
yes,
Fame.
Yes, that was amazing.
Nice.
Totally worth
that
it.
Was really cool.
And they have LeBron. I mean, what else could
well,
you want?
Yeah.
You have LeBron and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's enough, right?
That,
well,
yeah.
maybe. Yeah.
All right.
That's all they have.
Let's
winter,
go back to Warriors, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, Brent is a warrior within.
Right.
But what else were you talking to Martin Rooney about with his training for Warriors and becoming a warrior?
Literally, we talked about our sales warrior Success Kit, mm-hmm. which is now available at GiveGetEmer or GoGetEmer?
It's GiveGetEmer.com and the link's in the comments.
Give.GetEmer or just GiveGetEmer?
GiveGetEmer, like GiveGetEmer.
I got you. Okay, so.
Link's in the comments.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
But we talked about the importance of combining mental and physical
mm-hmm.
and how it works for people on a daily basis. Martin wakes up and he is literally at a crossroads. He doesn't know whether to read first or exercise first.
I feel his pain.
Yeah, me too. Exactly. Me too.
But he's been dedicated to it for the better part of 25 years. So this is a guy who's got a rock solid brain and a rock solid body. And it's wonderful to see a person like that and just communicate with them. We've been friends for a long time now. And we did a segment on making great presentations. And it was just really, really fun. We spent a lot of time in the studio this weekend just talking about life and the love of life and how to succeed a little bit better. Martin is a great guy.
That's cool.
Do you want to hear the last Martin?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I can find it. It's right here.
By the way, Ron's been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Four times.
Huh?
Been there, oh, wow. Done that four times.
Yeah,
love it.
I've been there a lot myself.
I've only been there once, so you have me beat.
So big events, this is the Martin Rooney quote, big events are never going to materialize in your life if you are unable to take care of the small ones first.
Hmm.
Whoa. So I'll reflect back. Everyone tells you how to become a millionaire. You know, you read this book, you become a millionaire. That's bullshit. Once you become a thousandaire first. Because
mm-hmm.
once you become you can only become a millionaire with 1,000 thousands. And maybe you make them 10,000 at a time, so you only have to do 110,000s.
Right.
But whatever it is, it's a multiple. Just like your pipeline is, just like your daily sales calls are, just like any routine that you have in time allocation, you start with every event and you complete it. Don't leave a bunch of undone ends at the end of a day. Stay until it's done.
Part of that is allocating your time to it. It goes back to what are you using your 30-minute segments for? How are
exactly.
you using them? How are you planning for them?
So I'm pretty excited about what we got. We got a lot of things going on this week. We'll be in Vegas tonight. Brent will be on the phone, hopefully with you. And
what do you guys have going on this
week?
Do you have any big deals coming up? Do you have any questions we can help you with?
There's no dumb holidays,
you
so you're
going
to have to actually
us
work
about?
Five
no
whole
excuses.
Days.
Huh? No excuses.
That's right. This is a no-excuse sales
yeah.
week.
Hey, in fact, I'd like to, for anyone who's watching live or even the shared show of this, email me at brent@getemer.com. Let me say that again. brent@getemer.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's Brent with an N, right? B-R-E-N-T.
That's right.
Because brent@getemer.com is going
no place.
Going you know,
anywhere.
I should forward that.
brent@getemer.com. I'd love to just offer you a free look under the hood of the Getemer Learning Academy. Show you what it's all about and see if it works for you.
Cool.
Ooh, Brent's
That's
offering
cool.
a freebie.
I know we've spoken a lot this session about the Getemer Learning Academy, but what I really want to do is put it out there to you guys and find out, what do you want help with? How can we most help you today on Motivation Monday? Because
yeah,
if you write something in the comments, questions, whatever, we want to answer them.
Where are you falling short? What's frustrating you? Where do you suck? And that's what we
Some
want.
Some people don't want to admit where they suck.
Some people don't know what they don't know.
That's true.
However, when your boss says, I need you to make 100 new calls a day, that sucks. That sucks both in how you handle it and how you think about it. And when someone makes a challenge to you or someone gives you a task to do and you don't want to do it, what happens is your intention blocks your capability of getting it done. That's huge. You don't intend to do it, therefore it doesn't get done. So you'll do like 31 calls and make some lame excuse about, well, I had to talk to one customer for an hour and a half because he was all frustrated. And it was nothing. You just mm-hmm. didn't get it done. So I'm only challenging you. If you're a boss, why the hell are your people making $100 a day? That's number one. Why aren't they calling people? Why aren't they making... Why aren't they building relationships with existing customers so they can earn referrals? Because I'd rather have one referral than 100 cold calls.
I agree with you, Jeffrey.
And I agree with you, Jen. And that's fine.
And if you're in a job where you have to make 100 cold calls a day, notice you don't
Yeah.
That's not a requirement of this job.
It's
right?
not a requirement.
No.
If you're in a job where you have to make 100 cold calls a day or whatever the number may be, have fun with it. If you go to work every day thinking, being all pissed off, oh, I have 100 calls to make. I've only made 20. I have 80 more. They're counting every time I pick up the phone. You're not having any fun with it. So figure out a way that you can build rapport, have fun, or if you don't like it, you might be in the wrong job.
I think that it has to do with your attitude. I think it has to do with your yes attitude or your lack of yes attitude, and you have to concentrate on that on a daily basis.
You do. Now, I want to just go back.
Jen just gently told me to look at the camera. Is that correct?
Sort of, yes.
Okay.
So I want to go back to something. I just said you don't have to make 100 cold calls to Brent a day, yeah. right? And you said I don't have to, but yeah. So where are you going with that?
Yeah.
So I like to give myself targets. And when I first started, it was like, you know, make X number of dials a day. Now it's set
that, that were self-imposed.
Right. Totally self-imposed.
I love that.
Because again, it's an inner competition with myself. Like if I don't set the standard, you know, and if I don't expect greatness for myself, how mm-hmm. can you guys expect it from me?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, now I've set it to set X number of appointments a day, set X number of appointments a week, make X number of sales a day and per week.
Cool.
And then you win.
I love that. Yeah, Brent came to me one day. He goes, okay, so here's my daily goal. Like, I love it.
Okay,
this
cool.
is awesome.
So I want to read a quote. What's our time right now?
Yeah, we do have to catch a plane.
Yeah.
Hey, we came to you guys early this Monday because we're flying out to Vegas and we did not want to miss Motivation Monday. We are committed to the consistency of this show every single week.
And I can't wait to arrive in Las Vegas and hear that ching 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 ching. It's the lure of the slot machine as you go to Vegas. But they have a Centurion Club at the airport.
They do. It's pretty nice.
We will
it's
be there.
Nice.
Okay.
We
so
we get some food. So I just want to address Samir. I'm sorry. I know, honey. I know you want to get your quote in. Okay, Samir. I'm currently in transition to my sales career and recently left a tech company where I was doing new business development for over 6 years.
Wow.
I built a great deal of relationships through networking
mm-hmm.
and managing clients and have been very successful. However, as I seek new opportunities here in Cleveland, I wanted to get your thoughts on the direction of the next step of my career. Since I have had a great deal of knowledge and experience, it would be more attractive to me to build a small portfolio of clients and bill them hourly versus joining an established company and get thrown into an inside sales job and have to work your way up to the top.
You might want to quote LeBron James there in Cleveland and take your talents to Miami because they have winter in Cleveland and you don't need that. But my recommendation to you is find something that you love and tell all the people that love you. You've gone someplace new and maybe try to combine what you love with what they might need so you can build on your relationships and win that way.
And also, if you built all these great relationships over 6 years, which I imagine you would have, go talk to those clients.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the best
have
people to
reach out
to. Have
coffee with them and find out what they need.
Mm-hmm.
It might spark an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up in the morning and I write. And about 25 years ago, I wrote this quote. Negative people are worse than negative occurrences. The argument is over in 10 minutes. The person may hang around for years.
Ooh.
And I want you to think about today who you hang with. Because who you hang with is going to determine who you become. Hang around with more successful people. Hang around with happy people. Hang around with people that are happy and successful. And make certain that you write down all the things that you've learned that day from those people. And at the end of a month, you're going to have an awful lot of stuff that will help you win your own Motivation Monday.
Oh, yeah. And remember, that attitude... That yes attitude starts with you.
Hold up book. Okay. thanks for listening today. We will see you again tomorrow on Sell or Die.
SellerDiePodcast.com or go to any of your favorite podcast apps and subscribe. Share it with both your friends.
Yeah, we have a goal. We this month we're going to achieve 40,000 people who are listening and downloading. But for the month of March, we're going to march to 50.
Nah, 60.
We're going to march to 50. And I'm asking you for your help.
I'm going to beat Jeffrey's goal. With your help, diehards. With your help.
Just share this stuff with other people. They'll love it and they'll subscribe. This is worth money to them and to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hopeful that you will maintain your loyalty to us. We're very grateful for it. And we are wishing you lots of sales this week that also have lots of profit. Don't cut your price.
Brent, thank you.
One last thing. I'd like to give a shout out to Cody George. He's the Senior Vice President of H2O Engineering. Spoke with him last week. He said the Sell or Die podcast is his favorite podcast.
Oh, cool. Hey, Cody,
What an excellent judge he is.
Yes.
So to Cody and to Brent and to Jen.
Yes, thank you,
I'm wishing you the best on Motivation Mondays.